Hello and welcome to the APR Podcast. I'm JP Arnold, your APR Chair for the Pikes Peak Chapter here in beautiful Colorado Springs. And the purpose of this podcast is to help you earn your APR, the Accreditation in Public Relations. I want to remind you to visit two websites, the nationalpraccreditation.org and our local chapters, prsacoloradosprings.org/APR. And I update that website weekly. That's my son Isaiah. He's 10, jamming out on the Yamaha DT Express 3. Thank you, Isaiah. Doing a great job. I got him a DTX522K, a used, new to him digital drum set, and he is doing a fantastic job. Expect some new tunes from him using MIDI files. And I tell you what, we're going to have a great time on this podcast talking about the panel presentation. It used to be called the Readiness Review, and now it is the panel presentation. And this comes after your questionnaire. So the questionnaire is really first, then the panel presentation, then the exam. And the panel presentation changed in its scope a couple years ago. So what is the responsibility of the panel presentation? Well, it is to evaluate candidates' readiness in 12 specific areas of competence that cannot effectively be judged in the computer-based examination environment. Before the readiness review, their job was to determine if you could pass the exam or not. That's not the case. They're not seeing, can you go through and pass the 3-hour and 45-minute exam? That's not it. They're evaluating you in 12 areas. So what are those 12 areas? Number one, creativity or creative conceptualization. Number two is initiative. Next is interpersonal skills. Number four is management skills. Five, multitasking. Six is flexibility. Number seven is time management. Number eight is using multiple delivery mechanisms. So advertising, direct mail, website, private social media. Number nine, communication skills and speaking. Number 10, communication skills, writing and editing. Number 11, communication skills with regards to listening, probably the most important. Number 12 is presentation skills. And speaking of presentation skills, do not have anything digital, just have paper. You don't want technology to fail you in this 1 to 2 hour time. Again, this is kind of like a dissertation or defending your thesis or dissertation. And so you want to make sure you are hitting those areas, those 12 areas, and you, without a shadow of a doubt, your job is to demonstrate to the panel that you are knowledgeable about the KSAs. It doesn't say that specifically, but it's part of your RPIE four-step planning process that's in the project for the questionnaire. And then, as well, do you know each of these 12 areas? Are you competent in each of these 12 areas? If you get a zero in any of those areas, you do not advance. If you do not score a 24, and there's 12 areas, the scoring goes from 0 to 3. If you do not score a 24, then you do not advance to the exam. I just recently had a candidate. She passed her panel presentation, advancing to the exam, and she did a really good approach. She did not start her one-year clock with National till right before she started the official panel presentation. And then once she did that, I set up the APR chair is responsible for getting a panel chair and the two judges. And so she has extra buffer time. Considering the alternative, you go and sign up for the 1 year, and then you start your questionnaire, which can take 2 to 3 months. So make sure you understand that timeline. And let's go through the PRSA, coloradosprings.org/APR website, just so you could kind of understand. So on the top far right, there is the APR section. There is the APR timeline, which is really pivotal. Make sure you understand that timeline. the APR study guide, the questionnaire, the application, the panel presentation, the exam, the KSAs, knowledge, skills, and abilities, a blog, and obviously this podcast. So make sure you're dialed into that. Okay, so let's move on to some other areas that are important about the panel presentation. Again, do not get sidetracked. Stay on course. Make sure you have in your portfolio, you're supposed to have a portfolio as well too. Make sure you are attaching the scoring sheet criteria to different parts of your portfolio. So you can exactly, this is my example of multitasking. This is my example of using different challenging ways of flexibility or management skills, interpersonal skills, initiative. So make sure you're addressing those as you're going through your portfolio and you're answering questions with the panel. And again, it's a 1 to 2 hour time frame. You're kind of like defending your thesis or your dissertation. And you want to make sure that you're getting good rest. You're well hydrated. We did this on Zoom. And we kind of made it a little bit more formatted for this most recent panel presentation. Because technology and video, it can become a challenge and be kind of awkward at times. So we kind of set it up to where this judge is going to ask a question, this one and this one, instead of making it cumbersome. And I think as well, too, you want to make sure as a candidate that you understand the process of the panel. And it's on the website, prsacoloradosprings.org/APR. The panel chair is going to read off at the very beginning a couple of sentences that are required. And then it's going to go right into questions. And according to the script that is on the prsacoloradosprings.org/APR website, this is not a time where you kind of go over your background. It's already in the 15 to 20 page questionnaire. They're going to start asking you questions right away. Now, the panel chair may say, give us a little bit about your background. But that's going to be taken away from your time to answer and demonstrate that you know these 12 areas that you're being tested on. So you almost don't want to talk about your experience. You want to jump right into talking about your understanding that you are creative, that you have initiative, that you have interpersonal skills, management skills, multitasking, flexibility, time management. You can speak well, write well, listen well, present well, and you know how to demonstrate the different delivery mechanisms for PR tactics. I think another thing that you want to make sure you do is have someone prep you before you go into the board. That's really crucial. So asking you questions. You don't want to be fumbling through papers and go, oh, this is what primary research is compared to secondary research. This is the definition of this theory. And you want to make sure as well that you are weaving in the six KSAs into your questionnaire, into your portfolio, as well as these other 12 areas that they're grading you on. Again, it doesn't say they're grading you on KSAs, but I guarantee you they're going to be, does this person have a knowledge of the KSAs? So what if you do not pass the panel? And I was a two-timer for the panel. So there is a 90-day waiting period if the APR candidate does not advance the panel. The waiting period is in place to allow the candidate to prepare for a second presentation, taking into consideration the comments from the first panel. Candidates may appeal the panel's decision with the UAB, the Universal Accreditation Board. So I actually did appeal the results, and the UAB upheld the panel chair's recommendation with the other two judges. But they did waive that 90-day period, so I just started my clock. And it actually kind of turned out to be about 90 days. And that's why you want to give yourself some buffer time. As well with the exam. You want to give yourself buffer time. So don't pay the fee and start your clock till right before you want to go before the panel presentation. And download the study guide, download the questionnaire, and start that dialogue with your APR chair and your mentor as well. Connect the dots in your panel. Don't make it difficult for them to know that you understand these 12 areas or that you understand KSAs. Don't go down sidetracks. Don't let the panel go down a sidetrack as well, too. This is your 1 to 2 hours. You'll be nervous. It's normal. I was nervous. But definitely make sure that you are asking questions. Do you need any clarification? Do I need to share any more additional information about my knowledge, skills, and abilities and my experience? The panel should also kind of be looking and going, oh, this person has not addressed this area, one of the 12 areas, and maybe they should be asking you, they don't have to, but hey, can you go over a little bit more about your time management? Can you kind of talk about the flexibility that you have in public relations? There's also a panel video on the UAB, and it's also on the prsacoloradosprings.org/APR website. And they kind of go over a mock panel just to kind of fill you in on what that will look like. So I think this will definitely help you and prepare you for the panel presentation. And, you know, you want to go on this. You want everything to be kind of understood. You're going to be ready. You've been working with your chair, mentor. You've gone through some questions and answer them. You want to have a free-flowing conversation just to make sure that you are dialed in and you're convincing and demonstrating to the panel that you're ready to move forward. Well, I tell you what, this has been a really good time and I think a very helpful time. And the most recent candidate that I assisted really appreciated kind of this understanding and making sure that, you know, there's no surprises. That's the thing that you don't want. You don't want to have any surprises. Well, take care. Enjoy your journey. Reach out if you want. I'm on LinkedIn. And we'll talk to you next time. All the best on your APR journey. Take care and have a wonderful day.